whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. We want to welcome to the program today a return guest. Dr. Jeremy Goodman is here from the Roger Williams Park Zoo. Welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
It's always great to be here.
Nice to talk to you again and find out everything we want to know about what's new at the zoo. I knew as you came in this morning, we talked about some of the things off air, and it sounds exciting. There's lots of stuff going on. Now, for those that might not remember, what is your role at the zoo?
So I'm the executive director. I've been there for a little over 5 years now, and take care of a lot of the bigger picture things, mission and how we vision our zoo to continue to grow and be part of the community. So, do everything from radio broadcasts like this to exhibit design to fundraising, all sorts of things.
Now, when you say exhibit design, does that mean someone who says, we have this squirrel, but we've got to do something with him, right? Is that, how basic does it get?
Well, it's usually a little bit more complicated than that. for all of our habitat designs, we have a full team of architects, engineers, exhibit designers. Our staff participates. So it's not only myself, but our Department of Animal Programs, our operations department, everybody gets involved. Our PR and marketing, as far as how they're going to promote it, our development people, how they're going to raise money for it. So it really, all of our new projects and new exhibits are really an entire team where the entire zoo is working towards one goal.
I think a lot of people would be amazed at what you just said, that, you picture the zoo and you picture the animals, and for the most part, the people working behind the scenes are not seen and, don't have any idea that so much goes on.
That's very true. It really takes a lot to run a zoo of our caliber. And we are like a small city where we really, there's a lot of infrastructure that makes the magic happen. And, the animals don't just stay healthy on themselves, and the grounds aren't always pristine and clean, just because it just happens.
The wind blows it away.
Exactly. we have a great crew that really works diligently behind the scenes, and some are in front of the scenes. Our keepers are out there taking care of the animals and certainly interacting with the public. Some of our grounds people do the same thing, but there's so many people, like I said, behind the scenes that are just doing so much to make sure that we stay the great zoo that we are.
Great. And now it's Saturday morning, and the weather has finally turned. This is the first Saturday in May, and we've had a nice warm week. So I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be turning out, if they haven't been already. I know when I drive by on Route 95, the parking lot always looks full. I can't figure that out. Could be raining, could be snowing. It doesn't make any difference. There's people there. So people are always going to the zoo.
That's very true. We have something going on in every single season, and spring is just such a wonderful time with all the flowers blooming, and we're located in such a beautiful setting of Roger Williams Park. So there's not only the zoo, but a great park to enjoy as well. And we have so much going on. Springtime is frequently baby time, and we have some new babies at the zoo as well. We have a new baby Saki monkey that was born a little while ago, Gigi. And she is just starting to venture off of mom and be kind of a very playful little prankster type of a monkey. And we have triplet otter babies that also,
I have to stop you on Gigi, because Gigi is what my granddaughter calls my wife. So I think it was very nice of you to name that after my wife.
So we'll definitely have to get you guys out there, and they can meet each other.
See her namesake. Right?
Absolutely. But like I was saying, we have a triplet otter babies that have just learned to swim, and they're out there with mom and really putting on quite a show as well. So, and hopefully there'll be some more coming this spring as well. So spring is a great time to come to the zoo, and the animals are, I think, are really happy to see the people as well. Over the winter, our visitation's a little lighter, and I think the animals actually really enjoy people watching as much as sometimes people enjoy watching them.
Yeah, you could see a cartoonist having a great opportunity there for the two animals looking at the people and saying, look at that guy. I'm sure that runs through their mind. Now, you mentioned new babies and so forth, and there's also new exhibits, right?
That's right. We currently have a new exhibit under construction, our rainforest exhibit, and that'll be opening up mid-late summer, and that is actually the largest single project in the zoo's history. The zoo, believe it or not, is the third oldest zoo in the country, so for this to be our largest exhibit ever is really something to be very, very excited about.
And as being the third oldest zoo in the country and being part of the park in general, it is two separate things, right? The park is one thing and the zoo is something else?
That's correct. The zoo is part of the park,
right.
But the zoo has a separate admission. Everyone can come and enjoy the park for free, and the park has lots of other wonderful entities, a botanical center, a museum, plenty of trails, lots of fun things to do in the park. But the zoo is part of the park, but it's also a separate paid entity.
Okay. Yes. So when people buy zoo membership, they're already getting the park free now. They can get into the membership, and that's something you do on a year-round basis. They can buy membership to the zoo anytime, right?
That's right. It's not on a calendar year, so if you bought a membership today, it's good through a year from today. So mm-hmm. We always encourage people to support the zoo. You're not just getting a great deal with getting either a family membership or an individual membership and getting unlimited admissions throughout the course of the year, but you're supporting a great organization, because a lot of people don't realize that we are a not-for-profit, that we do heavily rely on our gate revenue as well as our membership to help run the zoo. As we mentioned earlier, we are like a small city, mm-hmm. and there's a lot that goes into to running it. So we really appreciate when people buy those memberships and support the zoo.
Is that something they can do online?
Absolutely. You can go to rwpzoo.org. You can donate online. You can buy a membership online. You can find out all about our great new exhibits and projects going on. So definitely check out our website.
Excellent. All right. We talked about the rainforest coming this summer. What other than moisture and trees, what are we going to look forward to in the rainforest?
So we have some really neat animals. We're bringing in over 50 new species of animals into this rainforest.
Wow.
So the rainforest is such an incredible ecosystem, and we're mimicking or trying to come close to the South American rainforest, the Amazon, and so we have a lot of really neat animals across taxa, everything from fish, like red-bellied piranhas.
I was just going to ask you about fish and how they're just in the lake or the stream down there, but how do you get to see them?
Right. So we will have cross sections of the waters of the Amazon with fish that are native there, as well as free-flighted birds. That people will be actually in with, as well as free-ranging monkeys that, once again, you'll be in their habitat. So we'll have giant, trees, 25, 30, 35 feet tall when they hit full maturity. And the animals, sloths, monkeys, birds, will all be roaming these trees, and people will be in there with them, and not in any cages or anything like that. Some of our larger animals that are more dangerous will be in separate exhibits, like our howler monkeys or our giant otters. And giant otters are we're so excited to have them come to Roger Williams Park Zoo. We'll be one of only 8 facilities in North America that'll be exhibiting these critically endangered animals. And when I say giant otters, people don't realize how giant is. I'm a pretty big guy. I'm about 6 feet, and so are giant otters. Giant otters
really?
Get about 6 feet long, and they are just so impressive, and they are critically endangered, and they need our help, and they're going to be one of the animals that we highlight in the zoo and in the new rainforest, as well as some other traditional favorites. I mentioned sloths, but we'll have toucans. We'll have some arboreal anteaters called tamanduas, which are not very commonly exhibited in zoos. Prehensile-tailed porcupines, agoutis, tortoises, snakes, just tons of animals. It's really going to be an amazing experience, very immersive experience.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm still trying to get over the giant otters. I'm picturing the little friendly guy that you see on commercials, you know, that's probably about 2 feet. But you're saying a 6 foot, that's the size of an alligator or a crocodile for the most part.
They are large carnivores, yeah. And they are very, very impressive. So, like I said, we are extremely excited to be bringing them
now
to Rhode Island.
Now, they're endangered, and you said they're from the Amazon area? Is that mostly where they're from?
Or that is only parts? Where they're from.
Only where they're from.
Right. Okay. Very limited geographic distribution there.
Okay. So they're coming up from South America, and they're going to get through the wall, and they're going to make it to us. All right.
Well, actually, they're coming from L.A., believe it or not. So because people don't realize that you know, 99% of the animals that we exhibit in zoos come from other zoos. So we participate with cooperative breeding programs, and these are some brothers that were born out in Los Angeles and are going to be transferred over here for our new exhibit. So really excited. But we have animals coming in from zoos all over the country for this exhibit.
So they're going to have like a surfer accent. They'll be like gnarly, man.
They'll be pretty chill, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so the rainforest is a obviously a major, major thing, being the largest exhibit you've ever undertaken at the zoo. And you mentioned it's the third oldest. About how old is the zoo?
So the zoo was established in 1872. So our 150th anniversary is coming up in a couple of years. We're just starting to plan for it, but we're really, once again, super excited that, you know, for a year-long festival of the zoo when we hit our 150th.
Wow, almost 150 years old is pretty amazing. Okay, let's see. We've got the rainforest pretty much covered. What else new is coming this summer?
Just one more thing on the rainforest, because there is so much to tell about that. So what we are really trying to do, besides these amazing animals in the rainforest, is we're trying to connect New Englanders to the rainforest, because people don't fully understand how our everyday lives are actually very connected to the outcomes that happen in the rainforest. So in addition to these incredible animals that we're going to have in the rainforest, one of the things that as people experience the new exhibit, they should realize is to follow the story about the faces of the rainforest. And the story that we're telling is that the faces of the rainforest aren't necessarily just the native people or the researchers in the forest or ecotourists, but the faces of the rainforest are all of us. And how as you travel through the exhibit, people will understand how our everyday choices, whether we, you know, the type of coffee we decide to drink, whether it's a regular type of coffee or shade-grown coffee, where the shade-grown coffee is very rainforest-friendly. You know, teaching people how to follow the frog, how to purchase products that were made using sustainable wood and things along those lines. So as you journey through this whole exhibit, not only you can see all these amazing animals, but we're really hoping to teach people that the daily choices that they make in their lives really do impact places like the Amazon, the rainforest, all over the globe. And we give people the opportunity immediately to make an impact. So we're really, really excited about this project, not only just because of all the really cool animals that are going to be there, but hopefully with the impact that it has with teaching people that visit our zoo, you know, the things that they can do to make a difference.
Excellent. I can't wait to see it, and I hope to be one of the first when it's opened. We're going to take a short break right now, and we'll come back and find out what other things are new at the Roger Williams Park Zoo. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Mike Mano, and we're here on Company Break, and our special guest today is Dr. Jeremy Goodman. He is the executive director of the Roger Williams Park Zoo. That first segment, we found out a lot of information about the new exhibit coming, which is the rainforest and the largest project in zoo history. But there are lots of other things going on. And during the commercial break, I asked him about something called Food Truck Friday. Tell us about that.
So in addition to running Roger Williams Park Zoo, we also began management of Carousel Village inside Roger Williams Park a couple of years ago. And Carousel Village, as the name says, certainly has a carousel. But in addition, we have a very accessible playground, Hasbro's playground. And we have pony rides over there, a bounce house. And on Friday evenings, starting in the spring, so certainly we'll have them this coming Friday evening, we have our Food Truck Friday event. And we've been doing this for a couple of years now, and it has just grown tremendously. It's a community event because we're all about community, and it's located at Carousel Village inside the park, not at the zoo. And in addition to all the rides in the playground we mentioned, we have about a dozen food trucks that come in from throughout Rhode Island. So you can get any kind of food imaginable. We have Frenchie's ice cream is available. We have a beer garden, live music. You can really, whatever your taste is, you can get incredible food there. And the feel for the event, it really just oozes of community, where just everybody's out there having a great time, live music, and it's just such a family event, and it's something that we're really excited about going into another season, where we really encourage everybody to come out, and you can spend the day at the zoo and then walk on over, drive on over to Food Truck Friday, Friday afternoon, and really, like I said, get some great eats and take a spin on the carousel or hop on a camel or play in the playground or just have a nice picnic with your family. And it's a great event.
I think one of the things you mentioned that a lot of people that don't frequent the park or the zoo might not understand is it's a very walkable environment. You can easily go from the zoo itself over to the carousel. It may take you 10 minutes or so, but it certainly is beautiful, and lots of great paths and scenery and so forth as you get there.
It really is, and kudos to our partner in Roger Williams Park and the Roger Williams Park Conservancy. They've been improving all the walking paths throughout the park, and all. If you haven't been in the park in a couple of years, you have to come back, because it's brand new life breathed into the park.
It's definitely a gem of Rhode Island and a gem of New England. It's a lot of people that that come and visit me. I know I say one of the things they should do is get to the park, get to the zoo, see what's there, and it certainly is worth the trip. Another thing that happens occasionally is carousel, of course, has been around for a long, long time, and people can picture the normal carousel with the horses and so forth that are going up and down that you don't have to feed or take care of. But there's other attractions as far as rides are concerned, right?
Right. So inside the zoo, last fall, we opened up our new Explore and Soar area, and that's something we're really excited about as well. At the Carousel Village, we have pony rides, but at our Explore and Soar, we have camel rides. We have a little miniature train ride for the kid, and we now have Rhode Island's only zip attraction, and it's kind of like a zip line, although you're not harnessed in. It's more like a zip ride, and it takes you up well over 100 feet into the air.
Wow.
You can see the Capitol. You can see the bay. It's such a gorgeous view. You can see the entire beautiful Roger Williams Park. And then you're pulled backwards, several hundred feet. I think it's like 700-800 feet, and then dropped. And it's thrilling, but it's something that we've had grandparents ride. We've had younger children ride. There is a height limit, but it's something that I think is something that everyone should try at least once in their lifetime. And it's a great, fun ride, and it's right in Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Excellent. That sounds very exciting. I can't wait to give that a shot myself. Now, you mentioned the zip ride, if you will. You're in sort of a car type of ski lift.
It has a very similar appearance to a ski lift. It's called the Soaring Eagle, and you really feel like you're going right over Polo Lake, and you almost feel like you're an eagle swooping down to catch some fish.
Great. Okay. Now, the other thing you said was camel rides. Now, these are real camels?
Unlike the horses at the carousel, yes, these are real camels.
Really?
And it really is amazing. Camels have been used and domesticated for, you know, for thousands of years, and so they're used to having people on them. We do have a weight limit on our camel ride, just like we do for the Zip as well. But our camels are very friendly. They've been bred for you know, for moving people around, and it's something that we've really seen that it allows people to kind of get closer to the animals and, you know, kind of start understanding, you know, animals in a little bit better detail. And it really does help to generate that human-animal bond, just like our petting area in our Alex and Ani farmyard, or, you know, any of our other, you know, our wildlife shows with our Wild Bunch performers, where we bring animals out. These are all great opportunities to get closer to animals and to really start appreciating them a little bit more and forging that human-animal bond.
When does all of this take place? Is this a daily occurrence or just weekends? Or
so all these are going on, with the exception of Food Truck Friday, all these rides are going on daily. They are open, weather permitting. Yeah, if you come to the zoo today, tomorrow, anytime this week, all these attractions will be open. And most of them do stay open daily through Labor Day, and then usually weekends after that.
Okay. And camel rides, for example, I'm picturing Bob Hope with his safari hat on, someone from my generation. So I have to get one of those safari hats, I think. But when you said there's a weight limit, does that mean adults are not able to go on, or?
Oh, adults absolutely can can go on. Yeah. I think it's a combined weight limit of a little over 300 pounds.
Oh, all right. So I can go on.
Absolutely.
All right. And maybe bring my 30-pound granddaughter with me, right?
You can ride together. It's very common that we see grandparents and grandkids riding together.
All right. That sounds great. I mean, sometimes people forget that there's all this great stuff. They don't have to go to Florida to one of those theme parks. So you can go right here in Rhode Island and get all the excitement you want. So now we talked about the animals that you have the opportunity to get close to, and you mentioned, I think you said Wild Bunch. What is that about?
So one of the things that's really huge in the zoo's mission is education. Obviously, people come out to the zoo to have a good time, but while they're there, we try to sneak in education wherever we can. We call it edutainment, where we just, like I said, kind of educate when you're not paying attention, and try to sneak in some important messaging. So our Wild Bunch are performers that work in our interpretive department that are scattered throughout the zoo, and they help out with our encounters, like our giraffe feeds or our seal feeds, but they also do performances in our farmyard on the stage, where they really get a lot of the little kids involved, and you'll see them in their bright pink shirts throughout the zoo. And just like all of our staff, if you have any questions, feel free to ask them or ask any of our staff, and we'd be more than happy to help you out. But they're a great group of individuals, high energy individuals that really love teaching people about all the great things we do at Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Excellent. All right. I know that the last time I was at the zoo was last fall. I didn't go during the dead of winter, and I'm sure a lot of people probably do not. But I was there for the great Jack-O-Lantern Festival that you had. And I noticed that kind of winds through a lot of where some of the animals are. So those trails to get up close and personal to, for example, the giraffes, that's something that's part of the everyday experience, right?
Yeah, our Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular is an amazing event, but you don't really fully appreciate all the animals that we have if you just come to the zoo. We have a lot of people out there that come regularly for the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, and if you've been to that, we appreciate all that support, but we definitely want you to come back during the daytime as well and really meet all of our animals and meet our staff that takes care of them and really understand, you know, all the types of projects that we're doing at the zoo, from our conservation work, our education, you know, all the care that goes into you know, making sure that our animals, you know, live happy and meaningful lives. And it's something that if you haven't been there during the day, Jack-O-Lanterns is great, and we definitely want you to keep coming back for that, but also stop by during regular zoo hours and appreciate it during daytime as well.
Now, when I was younger, and that goes back over 100 years, but when I was younger, there were certain animals that I would go to see. For example, I remember the elephants, for example, or the polar bears, or whatever. And those were, of the day, those were the big attractions. So what would you say are the big attractions now?
You know, I would still say our elephants and giraffes are phenomenal. I mean, you can't miss them. They're huge.
Right.
You know, but we have a lot of other really interesting animals. All of our animals are fascinating.
Well, you're trying not to be prejudiced.
I am trying not to be prejudiced. If you actually, it's funny because we all wear these name tags, and on the name tag it says my favorite animal is, and if you read my name tag it says my favorite animal is. Is a happy and healthy one. So, so I try not to play favorites, but a lot of the public's favorites are our new Komodo dragon, Elsie, who continues to grow. If you stop by and saw her last year, and she's the only Komodo dragon in all of New England, she was a lot smaller. She has really been putting on some good healthy weight, as Komodo dragons do, and growing into a very impressive, very large carnivorous lizard that she is. But we have our gibbons, which people enjoy watching. Our snow leopards are always a big hit. Our red pandas, they are the most adorable animals. Not that we play favorites, but they certainly are very cute.
They win the cute award.
They definitely are, you know, are always up there for the cuteness award. So, but there really is so much to see. I mean, you know, people are fascinated in season throughout the summer. We have a beehive, a demonstration beehive in our big backyard, and where people can see hundreds of bees. It's a glass enclosed beehive, and kids will spend, you know, 15, 20 minutes trying to find the queen. And so not only are our huge animals like our elephants a big hit, but even smaller animals like insects, like bees, are still fascinating and you know, to children and adults alike. So we try not to play favorites and just come out, and we have about 100 different species, over 100 different species at the zoo. So, and with the new rainforest, it's going to be that many more. So come out and find out what your favorite is.
That sounds like the rainforest is going to increase your population by almost 50%. I mean, that's a huge amount of new animals and species to be bringing into to everyone's view, if you will. Well, I'd like to get to another subject that I heard you mention. It's called the Big Backyard. Tell us about that.
So the Big Backyard, Hasbro's our Big Backyard, is an incredible play area where it's nature play, free play. It's not structured like a playground where you go up a slide, down a slide, or on the swings. We put a lot of free parts out there, and we really encourage kids and parents to get out there and explore and create and challenge themselves. So we have water play there where kids will get soaking wet. We have music play, mud play, you know, where kids can just run around. We put out various scarves and sticks, and kids will build forts and, you know, just... It's something different every single day, and it really encourages kids to explore the natural world and start to learn that way. And we really have found that through our education programs, and the Big Backyard falls under our education program, believe it or not, that really is what gets the creative juices and the caring juices flowing. And we find that when kids are out there and putting away their cell phones and getting away from their video games and going out and exploring and playing, that's really the first connection with nature. And then the caring for animals will also be part of that. So it's an incredible facility we have. We have a great entity inside it called the Nature Swap. And anyone can register. It's free to register, and kids will bring in things that they find in nature: acorns, a cool rock, a seashell, an interesting leaf, and they can bring it in, and they get points for it. They can write about it and get points for it, and with all those points, they can save up and get other neat items that other people have registered and brought in. So it can be a fossil, it can be all sorts of different things. So You can check that out on our website as well and learn more about it. But that is part of our big backyard, and it's called Nature Swap, and just another great thing that's available to people when they come to Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Amazing. Amazing stuff going on at Roger Williams Park Zoo. And sometimes I wish, you know, that we weren't just radio, that we had a camera, because I would love the audience to be seeing your face as and your excitement as you talk about these programs. It's really great. Well, that's all the time we have for now, but I want to thank you for coming in. Dr. Jeremy Goodman, the executive director of the Roger Williams Park Zoo. And if you want to check things out, that's rwpzoo.org. .org. Okay, I knew I'd get through it. Thank you, Dr. Jeremy. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.